This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
I see skies of blue.
I wish the skies of blue would settle down here and give us some nice weather. We are into April, and we just need some nice weather to get us back out in the yard and work in the garden, get our birdhouses set up, the bird bath, the glass balls, and everything else. And this morning I asked C.N. from Wild Delight to join us. And hopefully she can give us a sign of what's happening out there and how soon the birds will get back to your feeder. We're not talking things like grackles and blue jays, but the nice songbirds that really make the spring exciting the way it is. C.N., good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
Well, I'm better. At least we don't have any snow on the ground today, but it's been a long week.
Don't say that word. Oh, don't jinx us. We had, last Monday, we had 7 inches of snow. How much did you get?
We had 2 inches. We were lucky. It was funny to see the New York Yankees had their, or either the Yankees or the Mets had their game canceled because they got a foot in New York City.
They showed them
on the news they were making snowmen on the on the pitcher's mound. So
it's
got to settle.
This is Mother Nature is playing a real bad April Fool's joke on us. I mean, I look outside and I see, you know, I've got things coming up in the ground, you know, bulbs and stuff are coming, and there's buds on the trees. I mean, everything is poised to just, boom, spring. The goldfinches are getting brighter, and believe it or not, there's 3 posted sightings of hummingbirds in South Jersey.
Wow.
But there hasn't been any new movement for 3 days, so they're kind of being held back by this cold front that just needs to go away so spring can spring.
It really does. Now, what should we do for our birds now to try and get them into our yards? Is there a special food or a suet, or what should we be doing right now?
Well, you know, because we had such a, like November and December, we had no snow cover, and a lot of the natural foods have been consumed. Because a lot of people, they think in the springtime, they don't really have to feed because the birds can eat all the natural foods. Well, it's all gone. Birds have already eaten it because birds are going to forage no matter what, you know, whether you got to feed her up or not, their natural instinct is to forage. Because they only derive about 20% of their diet from your feeders.
Okay.
So when the migratory birds come back, there's going to be nothing for them to really forage. So they're going to be hungry, and they're going to want to hit your feeders hard. So because they're going to be looking for new territory, building nests, having babies, so they're going to need that food. So you want to put out a good sunflower-based mix, and, you know, with some peanuts and different pistachios and fruit for that energy boost that they need.
Now, What blend do you have that will do that, CN?
Well, one of my favorite blends is our Nut and Berry. It's got a little bit of everything, a little bit of nuts, a little bit of berries. It's got deshelled sunflower. It's got safflower. It's got pumpkin seeds. So it's got a little bit of everything in it, but no cheap fillers. You don't want that cracked corn, that red Milo that the birds just kick out. Even white millet, I'm not a big fan of.
Right. Cracked corn, I mean, if you want to feed the squirrels and you want to feed the grackles and your larger birds like that, fine. But if you want the real nice songbirds and the ones that have a lot of color, like you said, the chickadees and the cardinals should be coming up pretty quick. So yeah. we need to get a good quality bird food out.
Right. Now, you know, I mean, ground feeders, yeah, if you want to pay attention to a lot of your ground feeders, you know, buy the corn and put it on the ground. Don't waste your time putting in the feeders because the birds are just going to kick it out anyway. You know, so maybe make a little area for the squirrels and the ground feeders and put that cracked corn, you know, that red Milo. You know, morning doves love the red Milo, but almost nothing else does.
Now, and should you put these cheap blends away from your feeders into a different area so that they don't get the idea that they can get the good stuff meant for the colorful birds?
I would put it off to, you know, make their own little area. That way the squirrels are drawn over there too. And if you got any of the grackles and stuff, you know, they'll be drawn over there. You know, and you know, grackles can be little bullies at the feeders and scare away your pretty birds.
Right. Now, how about the bird feeders? I know the weather's been cold, and, you know, as long as you don't have a straight up and down lip on the bird feeder so that it won't freeze, can you start to put out the bird feeders now, the bird baths now?
Oh, well, hopefully people have got bird baths out all year round. I've got heated bird baths because birds need water. Plain and simple, that is essential to all life. They need that water. And in the wintertime, it's even more essential for them to have a water source. But, yeah, in the springtime, if you want to bring your regular bird baths out, that's great because water attracts even more birds. And if you can put, like, a water feature in there to make a bubbler or something to make sound, that attracts them even more.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The sound of water, or if you, some people have like a fountain out there, the cascading waters, and birds will go into that because they're attracted to that moving water and
wow.
The sound too.
So if you have like a fish pond and
yes.
the ice is all gone, it would be a good idea to get a bubbler that would push the water out and then the sound of it will attract them.
Right. I actually have a little fountain in my little pond, and yeah, they love that. They're always around the pond and everything.
It does make a difference if we can attract them. Now,
absolutely. The more components you can put together for the birds, the more success you're going to have. So I have a variety of different types of feeders, you know, tube feeders, hopper feeders, the Niger seed tubes or the socks for the goldfinches so they have their own area. I mean, I just put out my 3-foot upside down thistle tube, and that's it. That's specific for goldfinches because
okay.
Goldfinches are the only birds that can hang upside down and feed because on an upside down feeder, the feeding hole is underneath the perch.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because a lot of times, because goldfinches are timid, and a lot of times your house finches and stuff can be, you know, a bit pushy at the feeders and scare them off. So this feeder is just for them. And I'm looking out there, and I'm seeing them. They're looking a little brighter, so I'm excited.
Okay, so we're going to get out the food. I had a few people that have emailed me,
okay,
and they wanted to know, two of the emails that I got, they live in a condo, and they can't feed the birds, so I recommended that they try your seed, your bird food that doesn't have a shell on it.
Right, right. Birds are birds. They're messy. They, you know, they toss things around, and the shells can be quite a problem. So I can understand why a lot of condo associations don't want people feeding birds, because it does make a mess. But if you use a shell-free, like we make a deck, porch, and patio, which is just sunflower kernels, pumpkin seeds, peanuts, and pistachios, zero shells. So you're not going to get that mess on the ground. And what's even more important is that when seed doesn't have that shell on it, it won't germinate. If it falls on the ground, it won't grow. Because it needs that shell to grow. And that's another problem people complain about, weeds popping up from seed being tossed on the ground. So if you use a waste-free, a shell-free, it's not going to happen.
Now, what's the name of this blend?
Deck, porch, and patio.
Deck, porch, and patio. No shells, no germination. No mess. So that's a great blend to get. If you live in a condo and you want to feed the birds, this is a blend that will probably be acceptable when you go to your condo council, because it's not going to make a mess.
Right.
So think about that. And if you want to feed the birds, go on your website, wilddelight.com. Print it out and bring it to the condo association. Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping. If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. We are talking with Deanne from Wild Delight. Spring has come, and things are not moving very well as far as temperature-wise and weather-wise. And we need to get ready to take care of the birds that are migrating to where you live. And as the weather does warm up and stabilizes, they're going to be hungry. As CN said, all of the natural occurring feeds, the weeds and the shrubs and the trees that make berries have all been eaten last fall because we didn't get any snow early in the year. So all that food is gone. And if you want to have birds in your yard, you've got to get ready for it now. So we were talking about a blend that had sunflower and different types of nuts and berries in it. What else can we do, CN?
Well, hopefully everybody's got their yards ready for spring. They spring cleaned their feeders. I hope that they've cleaned out their nesting boxes and get them ready. And get ready to put out some nesting material. You can use different strings and straw. And if you got a dog that sheds a lot, dog hair is great for nesting material. I usually brush my German Shepherd out because they shed a lot. And I bundle it up and I put it in a suet cage to keep it all nice and contained. And I hang it up so the birds can just pull right out and make their nests.
Okay. The one thing that you told us last time we talked about this is not to use the lint from your dryer, right?
Right. If you use like a dryer sheet, you know, that's going to release chemicals into that lint, and that's not really good for babies to nestle in. So I wouldn't use the dryer lint.
Okay. So we should... one thing that my mother always did with us when we were little, we had five birdhouses on three big pine trees, one for each of the kids. And she would give us some old yarn. We would roll it about a foot long and then cut it. And we would sprinkle it at the base of the trees. And it was amazing how quick the birds picked up that old yarn to make their nests.
Absolutely. And they're going to be looking. I mean, you guys up in Maine are like 2 weeks behind me. So, yeah, I would get it all ready now. You know,
okay.
the birds are coming. I can hear that their songs have changed, you know, from their winter singing voices to now a more spring-like singing voices. The cardinals have become very loud and boisterous and, you know, setting up their territories. So it is, I think when it happens, it's going to happen fast.
So we should get the birdhouses cleaned. And what do you recommend to use to clean the birdhouses?
I use white vinegar. White vinegar is a natural antibacterial. And it's also, it's natural, it's clean. I don't like using, you know, like bleach or anything like that because I'm afraid it's going to leave a residue, especially if it's a wooden nesting box. It's going to soak into the woods. So white vinegar, it's natural. It won't harm them. It rinses clean. And it's a natural antibacterial. So it does everything that a chemical cleaner would do.
Now, can you feed the birds all year round, CN?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. You know, I mean, like I said, a lot of people are afraid that if they feed in the spring, it's going to detract them from their natural foraging. But birds only, like I said, derive 20% of their diet from your feeders. So I wouldn't worry about that. And, you know, the migratory birds are coming back. So you want them to stop in your yard. That's the whole point of bird watching, is to actually set up an environment to where they come and you can watch them. So providing them food helps them out, especially they're nesting, they got babies, they could use a little extra help, and it gets them to stop in your yard so you can enjoy them.
Terrific. Now, you were saying that what you recommended was sunflower and then your nut and berry mix.
That's one of my favorite mixes. You know, we do have other mixes that are heavier in nut meat, like for our woodpeckers. We even got a mix that the squirrels don't like called Sizzle and Heat. That's hot stuff.
That is good stuff. I've used it, and believe me, the squirrels don't like it. Thank you, CN. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. If you need some help, the number here is 855-660-4261. You talk with Nathan, he'll get you set up and will help you to solve some of the problems that you may be concerned about. Nathan, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up?
Brian in New Hampshire.
Brian from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Thanks for taking my call. I've called you previous years, but I'm trying to grow my apples organically.
Okay.
And I've done what you've said. I have these plastic apples hanging from a couple on each tree out there. So last night I noticed they have in spots little black stuff. So I assume it's the eggs. I'm not sure.
Do the spots look like a little insect, Brian?
They look like a little tick. In fact, one of them when I took it off, it then broke down into like four little pieces. So I don't know whether those are the mites or whatever I'm supposed to be looking for at this point.
Okay, when you start to see little brown spots that stuck to the apple, it's a signal that some of these insects have begun to arrive.
Okay.
And that's a signal for you to start spraying. Because, you know, if you look at your favorite garden book on fruits and berries and nuts, it will say, for New England, start your spraying the middle of March. Well, this year, the weather's been so crazy, the bugs just aren't there. So what you have to do is you use these little apples that you covered with some Vaseline as an indicator that the insects have begun to arrive. And if you go down to your local nursery, your garden center, Bonide has an all-organic fruit tree spray that comes with a built-in sprayer. You just attach it to the hose and spray it, or if it's too far away, you can mix it in a pump sprayer, and that will take care. The other thing that you can consider mixing with it is a product called All Season Oil. And All Season Oil is totally organic. When you spray it on your tree, it covers where you sprayed with a very thin layer of oil. And it's like waxy type of an oil product. And what it does, any insects that have laid their eggs on the tree, it will coat it with this waxy film, and the insects won't be able to breathe. So it's a nice organic way of preventing insects from taking over in your garden.
Yeah. Now, two things. Okay, so the Boni fruit tree spray, is that new being organic for some reason? I thought the other years it was not organic.
They have two. They have a man-made fruit tree spray, and they also have an organic fruit tree spray.
Okay. And now should I be putting these on my pear trees as well, or just my apple trees with a concern?
I would put it on all of your fruit trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely. Even if you have flowering crabs will develop diseases, especially the older varieties. And if you use your Boni fruit tree spray, it will work on a flowering crab because a lot of the crab apples make fruit.
Okay. Okay, we'll go for it then. I think in these little spots I found, I didn't find a ton of them, but they're real black. It's almost like a tick, but you said something about brown spots. But these somehow have gotten underneath the Vaseline, so I assume they weren't there to begin with.
Right. No, they're either way, it's the signs that things are beginning to happen in your yard, and it works very, very well.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And anytime you have a question, give us a call. But when you go down to your local garden center, tell them that you want the organic and natural fruit tree spray. You don't want the chemical version of it. But it's something fairly new, and a lot more people today want to go organic. And Boni is stepping up to the plate and creating something like that for you.
That's great. Thanks for the information.
Thank you so much. You have a great day, Brian.
All right. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We are gearing up for our trip to go to the Christmas market. It's from December 8th through the 16th. And if you'd like to get more information, you can go to my website, paulparent.com, and just click on the garden trip. It's a great time. My wife and I did this about 10 years ago, and it's just a great time to see all the architecture, the mountains, the people there. We've planned a one-hour private concert. We have planned a trip to a cuckoo clock factory, which no other company does. And if you order before the 15th of May, you can save $200 per person, which is a lot of money. So give Largay Travel a call. Their number is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. And they'll help you out with it. But it's such a wonderful place to be in the mountains of Germany and France at this time of the year. It's just incredible what it looks like. It may be beautiful where you live, but when you're in Europe during the winter, it's even prettier. Nathan, who's up next?
Mina's waiting in Kennebunk.
Mina from Kennebunk. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Mina.
How are you, Paul?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Paul, I'm calling about moles. My neighbor had them last year all over her yard, and now they're in my yard. And I've done research online. I've been to the hardware store, and I've seen the trap, and it looks like I could lose my fingers trying to set the trap.
Yeah,
I've tried to read up on, you know, repellents, and I'm just not sure where to go.
Okay. Bonide Lawn and Garden has got a lot of things that you can choose. They have a liquid with a built-in sprayer, and the active ingredients are different types of oil, including castor oil.
Okay.
Now, you say, castor oil, what's that going to do? Well, when you get sick, you take castor oil, and that will help you to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Well, if you spray it in the ground, and the castor oil coats the grub, which they're eating right now. They're eating worms and grubs. And when they eat them, they're getting castor oil. It gives them diarrhea.
Okay.
And they're smart enough to know that we can't stay here, and they'll move away.
Okay.
They also have it as a granular product, and that works very well. And you can't use it in a vegetable garden.
Okay.
But they do have, it's called Molmax Sonic Spikes.
And well, I tried a spike, you know, for a couple of years, and I think it just moves them further away, different places.
Well, you've got to put it, the thing that you do is you take the spikes and you start it in the middle of your yard.
Okay.
And you let it stay there for about 2 weeks. And then you move it in each direction. So you buy two of them.
Okay.
And then you move them further out from the center.
Okay.
And that will push them away from the center of your property. And 2 weeks later, you move it again. And that will just drive them out. They cannot tolerate the sound that these spikes made. I have a friend in Biddeford, and he had a real problem. And I told him to try these spikes. He bought half a dozen of them. He put them, the house is in the middle of the yard, so he put them about 10 feet from the house, four different areas, kept it there for 2 weeks, then moved it 10, 15 feet, and then after 2 weeks, he moved it again. And he started in the fall because he knew they were going to come in the fall and create all the mess.
Okay.
And for the first time, he never had a mole or a vole in his yard.
All right. And what's the name of the spike?
It's a Mole Max, M-O-L-E, mm-hmm. M-A-X.
Okay.
And it's made by Bonide Lawn and Garden.
All right. So in your estimation, I see all these hills now. Would I be best to spray some of the castor oil by Bonide first?
I would, because
okay.
You know that they're there.
Okay.
So you buy the liquid. It's come
What's
through the built-in. The same
Bonide.
Thing, Bonide Mole Max, but
okay.
It comes as a liquid with a built-in sprayer.
Okay.
You screw it onto the end of your hose,
mm-hmm.
and you just spray your lawn with it.
All right. Does that harm the worms?
No.
No. Okay.
No, because it's castor oil and other food-grade oils. A quart bottle of the Molmax will treat about 10,000 square feet.
Okay.
So if you can get that down and then buy the spikes, put them in the area that you treated, that will drive them away. And then every 2 weeks, move them
okay.
further away from your home till you drive them back into your neighbor's house.
Okay. Well, I'll get her on the same program. And then one more quick question. I have a friend that has rabbits in her backyard that seems to be eating her grass, you know, tall grasses,
mm-hmm.
lot of plants. Any recommendation?
Okay. Yeah. Bonide has a product called Repelzol. Now, you have a lot of companies that make different products, and you can buy one for rabbits, you can buy one for deer, you can buy one for porcupine, and Bonide said, we don't need to have 10 different products that will do the same thing. So they made one product called Repels All, and it will take care of all the animals. It's a lot stronger than what's out there now, but it will repel by the sense of touch, the taste, and the smell of the product. And it's, the smell is not something that you will notice.
Okay.
And again, it comes as a liquid with a built-in sprayer, makes it easy.
Yep.
You can just that. If you've got a real big area, you can buy it as a granular that you can put down with a spreader. And I would start putting it down now because as your tulips come up and your crocuses and things like that, the rabbits are going to be saying, hey, let's go down to Nima's house and we can get some free food from her garden.
And, Paul, is that not harmful to birds?
Not harmful to birds at all. It's a real good, safe product.
Folks, be ready for snow and ice with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. Natural Alternative Ice Melt before the storm to keep it working to minus 16 degrees. It won't harm your lawn like rock salt can, and it doesn't have a greasy residue on floors and everything else like a deck, walkway, and patios. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is safer for pets and air paws. It's non-toxic and biodegradable. Call Natural Alternatives at 888-546-5941 and tell them that Paul sent you for free shipping.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt, pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary from Pennsylvania, good morning. How can we help you out today?
I've got hyacinths and tulips, and they're going back now. I'd like to know how can I, you know, take care of them now that maybe they'll bloom next year again. And can I put them in a pot to make them rebloom again?
Okay, so these are plants that are in the ground, right?
No, they're in a pot. I received them for Easter.
Okay. When the weather stabilizes, I want you to plant them in your garden. And you want to plant the bulbs. Like tulips want to be, the top of the tulip bulb wants to be 3 inches below the surface. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And then your hyacinths, about the same thing, about 3 inches below the soil line.
Mm-hmm.
And that will activate them. So when you plant them, buy some bulb food, sprinkle it in the hole, and work it in, and then plant the whole pot as one unit. And they'll do a lot better in the sunny area than they would in the shady area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now. Between now and then, which is going to be a couple of weeks anyways, cut off the dead flowers, keep the plant in a nice sunny window, get a liquid fertilizer that you use on your houseplant and feed them. And just keep them healthy, water as needed, feed them every 2 to 3 weeks, and then when you're sure that you're not going to get a frost or snow, then plant them, and then the leaves will start to turn yellow when they're tired, ground, and you cut everything to the ground, and they'll come right back next year for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I have another question. When can I start to plant my peas?
Well, I'll tell you. the year I was born, which was...
A long time ago,
1949.
Oh, yeah?
My parents had planted peas in late March, and the peas were ready for harvest on June 16th in Maine.
Uh-huh.
And the story that my parents always told me is my mother was out in the garden picking her peas on June 16th and went into labor. And my dad came home, took her to the hospital. In those days, the husband wasn't allowed in the hospital. And they called him, and he made a sign that said, "It's a boy," and attached it to the house. And my mother told him, "When you come and see me tonight, bring me some of the peas that I cooked because I want them."
Okay.
So if your soil has, it's not mushy or wet,
right,
then you could definitely plant it now.
Oh, okay. All right. I thank you for the information.
I thank you, Mary. And you have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. You know, we just have to play it by ear at this point. You've got to decide, you know, this is not going to be a year with a normal spring. We're running behind schedule. But as soon as you see that the ground has dried out a little bit so that when you walk in it, you don't hear a squishing sound from your steps. The soil doesn't compact. Because what's going to happen is if the soil is wet and you put the seeds in, some of them are going to rot. So it's worth waiting an extra week, and then you'll have much better germination rate. So you've got to test the ground. You got to wait for the weather to warm up a little bit, even though peas do real well planted normally at this time of the year. But if your soil has drained, it's not muddy, and you think it's going to be okay, let's get planted, okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Nathan, who do we have up next? Oh, we're coming on a break. We're going to take a break and we'll come back and talk to more gardeners about what we should be doing at this time of the year. Remember, plant your pansies in the help of the nature to warm up people.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.